Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have some songs of inspiration and also a message from the Word of God. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up the telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. Now we're getting right into the singing, and the first song is by Miss Cheryl Lomax, and the title of her song is Ride Out Your Storm.
You're not alone. You're
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by Ms. Lomax. We are going to have another song in just a minute, but right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you do not have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we're located. So let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse, drive to the bottom of the hill. Now at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street past the Newnan High School, drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship, 11, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 we have the children's ministers. 7 o'clock we have the teen ministers and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We would be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. We are having our fall jubilee on November the 15th through the 18th. That is Sunday morning, Sunday night through Wednesday night. It starts at 7 p.m. each evening. We're going to have as our special musicians and singers, the Partain family and the Westside Baptist Church Choir. Our guest preachers are going to be Doug Bearden, Buster Kinsley, and Carl Partain. You come out and visit with us. We'd be so honored, so thrilled to have you do that. Put that on your calendar and be here. Now we're getting right back into the singing. A wonderful song sung by the Partain family. And their song is, "Brother, I'll Not Be Far Behind."
When you have reached the end of your journey, I do not know just who you may find. But if I'm not already there to greet you, brother, I'll not be far behind. I will not be far behind you. Look straight ahead and pay me no mind. When you have reached the top of old Mount Zion, brother, I'll not be far behind. I may take time and preach by the wayside, trying to cheer the lame and the blind. I may take time to help some struggling Christian, but brother, I'll not be far behind. I will not be far behind you. Look straight ahead and pay me no mind. When you have reached the top of old Mount Zion, brother, I'll not be far behind. I will not be far behind you. Look straight ahead and pay me no mind. When you have reached the top of old Mount Zion, brother, I'll not be far behind. I will not be far behind you.
Now, one more song before the message. Miss Marlena Whitworth and her mother, Miss Cheryl Lomax, are singing this wonderful song, "Fill My Cup, Lord."
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. But then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from the well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match this wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Take a pencil and a piece of paper. Jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. Matthew 24. In light of what is happening in the Middle East now, a few weeks back I spoke on Russia in the end time Bible prophecy. And all the things that I was saying then are happening today as we speak. But let's move on just a little bit further and see what Jesus has to say about end time Bible prophecy. Listen very carefully. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. It was his last trip there. He was carrying his disciples around, showing them the temple and all the surrounding areas. His disciples came unto him to show him the buildings of the temple, of those buildings that were surrounding the temples. They were awestruck at all the beautiful, magnificent stonework and everything that was surrounding the temple. But Jesus goes on to say, see ye not these things? Don't you understand that what I've been teaching you? Don't you really comprehend what I've been teaching you? He says, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon the earth that shall not be torn down. That happened in 66 A.D., fulfilling what Jesus had already prophesied was going to happen. How did he know that? He's God. He's the Son of God. He's very God himself. He knows it all. My dear friend, we're serving an on-time God today. Some people say it's the figment of the imagination. Oh, no, friend, he's real. He's God. He's the Son of God. He went to the cross for our sins, and he's coming back for us. He's going to rapture us away one of these days. Let's move on. In verse number 3, listen. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and the end of the world?" I had the privilege, when I went to Israel, to go to the Mount of Olives and sat at the very spot where Jesus Christ prayed and taught his disciples this very lesson. Oh, what an awesome experience it was. The men that went with me, we felt so unworthy. We got on our face, on our stomachs, on our face before God, and we prayed because we were in a hallowed place, the place where Jesus himself had been with his disciples. Oh, it was wonderful. It was awesome. My dear friend, he's gone, but he is coming back, and I don't believe it's going to be much longer. They ask, "Well, what's this going to happen? These things that are going to happen, when is this going to take place?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Take heed." In other words, listen very carefully, "that no man deceive you." There's been a lot of deception about end time Bible prophecy, my friend. There are those that set dates as when Jesus would come. Didn't come. There are those that said they were the Messiah that everybody was looking for. They're dead and gone. Jesus is the true Messiah, and he's the only one that we're looking for today. Jesus Christ is coming back as he said he would. Or as prophesied in the Bible, it says, "For many shall come in my name." That's already happened. Father Divine, back in the 40s and 50s in the state of New York, had a mansion in an area up there he called heaven. I know of people, actually, I know of a young girl, her mother left her family and sold everything she had, and she went up there to live at that heaven. But that was not heaven, my dear friend. Listen, heaven is where Jesus Christ is at. Heaven is where God's at. Heaven is where paradise is at. Heaven is where all the things that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, the beautiful heaven, the city of gold, and all those beautiful, wonderful things mentioned in the book of Revelation, that's where heaven's at. It's not here on earth. There is a place, and it's real. And we're going there one of these days. Listen. He says, "Many shall come in my name," and don't pay any attention to them because they're false prophets. Oh, I could go on and name several others, many others that have prophesied that they were the Messiah, and they've led their followers to destruction. Notice in verse number 6 now, "And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars." Brother, sister, isn't that been fulfilled in our day? Through the years, there's been wars. The World War I was the war to end all wars, but no, it did not end all wars. It just brought on World War number two. World War II was fought to bring about world peace. Well, where's world peace at today? You see, three is the number of divine completion. There will be World War number three, and that is the final battle. That is the Battle of Armageddon. Dear friend, it's coming. Mark it down, it's coming. You say, "Well, now, Brother Melvin, is it going to be in our lifetime?" We see all the things that are happening in the Middle East right now. The wars and rumors of war that's happening over there around Israel, in Syria, and all the things that are happening there. Is this it? No. No, this is not it. This is the prelude. But you see, the World War III will not start until the church is being removed. The Bible promises the believer that we will be kept from that hour. The church will be removed. All Christians will be removed. All born-again believers will be removed before that time. We will not go through the tribulation, the seven-year tribulation period. I know there are those that preach that we will, some mid-trib, some post-trib. But I want to tell you, the Bible clearly teaches that we are pre-trib. We are going out before. We're going to be caught up before these things come to pass. Oh, I want to tell you, it's a good day to be a Christian. If you don't know Jesus, I plead with you. Don't play around. Don't wait too much longer. Don't listen to those who are saying today, everything's going to pan out all right. They are all wrong. Don't listen to them. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the God-called men that preach the truth and tell you, you must be born again, or you will never, ever have access to heaven. That is the only way that you're ever going to get there. The song says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Absolutely nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again, the song says? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We sing the old rugged cross. Hey, listen, people cringe at the cross. They say it's ridiculous. Why in the world would anybody give their life on a cross for the lost humanity? They cannot save. God can. God did. And God will save you if you're not saved today. Remember that. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord. Ask Him to come into your heart. Don't just make a profession of faith. You see, it's not what you do, but what Jesus Christ does within you. You must be changed within. And the only change that's going to take place in your life is when you receive Jesus and the Holy Spirit takes abode in your life. Joining the church is not going to save you. Embracing the creed is not going to save you. Being a member of a certain denomination is not going to save you. You must have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life in order to be able to enter the portals of glory. I plead with you, don't wait too late. Don't wait too late. Listen. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Oh, listen. What's happening in this world today? People are starving to death. Here in America, we've got it pretty good. But there are nations, there are countries now that are that people are actually starving to death. I don't have time to enumerate or to go into all of this, but believe me, there are people today that don't even have a decent meal. I see pictures, and I hear from missionaries giving the reports of the people that they're ministering to there in the foreign fields. And they tell us how horrible it is. Little bodies that are just about so emaciated, walking around just skin and bones, just like walking skeletons. This thing's on us, my dear friend. But I want to tell you, we here in America, we've got it pretty good. I don't know how much longer it's going to last this way, but I tell you one thing I do know. I do know that Jesus Christ is alive and well, and as long as we keep our eyes focused on heaven. But as a nation, when we begin to and are turning our back on God, God's going to judge America. What nation has not been judged when they turned their back on America? Think about Europe. Think about all Israel. Think about all the nations around us. When they turn their back on God, God turns their back on them. God has blessed America beyond measure because we believed in God. One nation under God, indivisible, with justice for all. I want to tell you, my dear friend, we take what we've got here in America for granted. And I'm not being political. I'll never use this broadcast to be political, but I'm going to tell you, when our nation begins to turn our back on God and push God out the door, God will turn His back on America. We must stay focused. We must stay in the book. We must keep looking up because, you see, the Bible says, look up for your redemption draws near. As we look just a little bit further, it talks about false prophets that are coming. They've already come and gone. So many I could go on and name so many of them through the years, but I'll not take time to do that this particular program. I have in the past. But in verse number 12, and because iniquity shall abound, sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Look around us today. Where's the love that used to be for one another? Why is there so much hatred in America today, in this world today? When you push God out of the equation, when you don't have the love of God in your heart, you lose compassion for one another. It's me and my house, us four and no more. That's sad. But I plead with you today, as people who are listening to this broadcast, stay focused, stay on your knees, stay looking up, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. It says, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, that's not talking about salvation enduring. You've got to keep on enduring until you die. If you quit enduring, you're going to lose your salvation. No, once saved, always saved. But you see, we will endure regardless of the temptation, the trials, the problems that fall in our path all the way, because knowing at the end of the road, we're going to go to heaven. We're going to be with Jesus. So listen. And in verse 14, the last verse I'll read, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world and for witness unto all the nations. Then shall the end come. Today is the only day this scripture could ever be fulfilled. Now we have the ability to broadcast right now, and it's signaled the other side of the world instantly. They can communicate back to us instantly. Anywhere on the earth, things that are happening while on the battlefield, they show things that are happening instantly that we see here in our homes. This fulfills the scripture right now in our day, my dear friend. That shows us we're at the door. That shows us, he says, and then the end of this church dispensation shall come to pass. Not talking about the end of the world, the church dispensation, the rapture of the church. We're going to be caught away. One of these days, and it's not going to be long, people are going to be so shocked and so upset and so bothered to see their loved ones, their friends, whatever. They're just all of a sudden going to disappear off this earth. Will you be part of that number? Will you be part of that company that's going? If you're not ready now, please don't wait too long. Time's running out. Get on your knees today and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and ask him to save you, make you part of his great big family. Friend, you will never regret having done that. This I know. I know I'm saved. This I know. He's coming again. And I sure would like to see every one of you, meet every one of you in heaven. And hear you say, Brother Melvin, I was saved because of what I heard you preach on that TV broadcast that day. Turn to Jesus. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.